The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the government is making a massive strategic error by not backing the development of floating offshore wind farms in the near term. So says the chairman of the Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force, Barry O'Sullivan. And Barry is with me in studio now. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
OK, now, we're told that we're the Saudi Arabia of wind. So we're going to have loads of offshore wind, floating wind turbines, delivering massive amounts of power that we'll probably even export. So what's wrong?
We just need to get started. That's what's wrong. And look, there's a huge opportunity. The Irish Sea area is seven times the land area. And we have excellent quality wind in the Atlantic in terms of not just the wind speed, but the percentage of time that the wind blows, right? So they're the two factors that drive the, we'll say, the opportunity, right? And Minister Ryan has announced last year a plan-led approach. And that's, a very positive statement. And really what that means is a zoning designation, where we zone an area of water, similar like we zone on land residential or industrial, right? And that zoning is needed to get everything moving. And we just need that zoning now to happen on the Atlantic coast so that the next steps in the process can happen.
Now, we have one wind farm planned off the Galway coast.
Yes, that's fixed.
That's fixed. Mm-hmm. We have obviously already wind farms in the Irish Sea fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So the floating technology presumably is designed for the Atlantic. Is that fair
yes.
to say?
Yes. Well, it's designed, for probably a little quieter waters mostly right now, right? But the technology is evolving very quickly. So Norway have, the Prime Minister of Norway actually, launched and opened a new floating wind farm off their coast a couple of weeks ago. Scotland have demonstration units operating for a number of years, announced their first commercial wind farm last week. Portugal have some units in operation, so do France. So right around Europe now, everybody's moving very quickly at this because most countries have deep water access, much more than, say, shallow. So this is, Minister Coveney once spoke about this is an arms race for green energy, and we agree with that.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about what's happening in Norway, in Portugal, in Scotland, what kind of seas are we talking about in terms of storminess and compared to the Atlantic seas that we would see?
Well, Norway is one of the windiest coastlines in the world, and obviously very harsh conditions up there, in terms of weather. Same with Scotland, right? The ESB are doing a project off the Shetland Islands and also off Malin Head, our own Malin Head, in Scottish waters. So there isn't, I think, a huge difference between Malin Head and Loophead, say. Right?
Yeah. But in terms of the floating technology, are you saying that that technology is there now if we were to try to deploy floating wind farms out in the Atlantic, the technology is there and it's safe?
The technology is there, it's safe. It's, as I say, in Norway, in Scotland, in Portugal, there are wind farms in operation today. Now, they'll be scaled up to even bigger sizes. We'll say, because the bigger the size, the lower the cost. But it's really not about today, because even if we started right now today, it's still going to be 7 or 8 years minimum before we have wind turbines out there. Our point is that we need to get moving now with all of the regulatory work so that the technology can be brought in 7 or 8 years' time to start to deploy.
Okay, what is the regulatory work then? I mean, is it simply designating a part of the ocean, this is where we want our wind?
That's the biggest step, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
And that has been done now for fixed wind off the southeast coast. And some good work has been done there. That DMAP is out for consultation now. And we're asking for the same to be done on the way.
Simply because of the water depth, that it's easier to do it when you've got a known water depth and therefore you can anchor things to the seabed. But when you get out into really deep waters, there's no way you can actually anchor something. You can tether it to the seabed, but not nail it down.
Yeah, in fixed, basically, they drive it like a fence post into the sea.
Yeah.
In floating, they anchor it like you would anchor a ship.
Okay, so it's on a tether.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
What will happen then? Will commercial concerns come in and say, yeah, we like the look of that place, the amount of wind we have, the duration of that wind on an annual basis, so we go in. Would we have to have an auction then, like we had recently?
Yeah, there's two potential routes. One is an auction, or the other one is just do it on a completely commercial basis, right? Look, we've had a number of very large data center operators, for example, interested in setting up on the Shannon Estuary so that they can access power from the Atlantic, right? So they would buy power directly off the wind turbine
And would operators. They be tethered, or would they be, fixed?
They'd be tethered. Right?
They
they'd
would be
floating,
tethered.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Shannon Estuary?
No, no, off Loophead.
Okay,
wait, no, 20, 30, 40 miles out.
There, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you wouldn't be seeing
them
from...
We'd bring industries then right around the estuary and right around Ireland, right, to use the power. Because if you think about it, the power lines from Money Point to Dublin now, which are the two big motorways of power in the country, are going to be idle next year.
Once Money Point is gone. And the final question, it really is about the port facilities that are needed. If you're going to have a viable offshore wind industry, it fixed, but mostly floating, as you suggest, in the Atlantic, you've got to have ways of bringing in the turbines, getting them out there, servicing the turbines, all of those things.
Yes, and we have extensive plans in Foynes and ESB also in Money Point. For the construction of these, right, because they're massive, they're 1,000 feet high. These units, and also then servicing can be done from ports like Finnish, from Galway, and right around the country, right. So but all of that can't happen, right, until the zoning for the sea is done, because any development there would be considered premature.
Right. So your message to Eamon Ryan, what is it? You've been talking the talk, now walk the walk.
Well, no. Well, with respect to Minister Ryan, we have great respect for what he's doing on fixed offshore wind. In fairness, it should have been done 10 years ago, and he's doing that well. What we're saying is we can do this in parallel. The local authorities can do the zoning, and we can create a much better, 2030s for Ireland.
All right, Barry O'Sullivan, Chairman of the Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.